right, I'm going to call the City of Franklin's Plan Commission to order. Mr. Fuchs, please take the roll.
Commissioner Micklig?
Excused.
Commissioner Ritter?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Commissioner Bennett?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. We have a quorum?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, please rise, join with me in a pledge of allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It just takes me a little while. Yeah. Alderman Solomon had warned me that I was getting up to attention too quick. He couldn't even get out of his chair.
Yeah, poor Tim just can't move that fast anymore.
Not anymore.
He tries, but he just can't make it.
The mayor will be voting tonight to, in case we have to fill the requirements of the quorum. You have before you approval of minutes, regular meeting Thursday, May 17th. Is there any discussion on that? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Four ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Next item is public hearings and business items. G Park LLC, Gazebo Park Apartments, accessory building construction. Mr. Fuchs.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, June 7, 2012 at 7 o'clock p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by G Park LLC for an amendment to a special use permit for multiple family housing upon property located approximately 6300 to 6346 South 35th Street. The pending application requests approval for construction of a 20-foot by 42-foot accessory building on the southeast corner of the eastern parking area of the Gazebo Park Apartments property.
All right. Before we open it up for public hearing, is there anything else, Mr. Deal, you wanted to offer?
Just a brief summary. They have asked for detached garages twice before and have been approved by the Plan Commission each time. And to get approval of a detached garage in a situation like this, they would need a special use amendment. This one is larger than the previous ones, a 4.5 car stall garage. It is located on the parking lot already, so it's an impervious surface. Staff will be recommending approval.
Okay. There's nothing else. I'm going to open this item up for public hearing. Are there any individuals wishing to speak during a public hearing? Are there any individuals wishing to speak during the public hearing regarding the Gazebo Park Detached Garage? One more time, is there anyone wishing to speak during the public hearing? If not, we close the public hearing. And is there a recommended motion? Is there a motion to recommend approval of resolution to amend resolutions number 83-2091, 85-2581, and 2009-6579, imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for property located approximately 6300-6346 South 35th Street to allow for the construction of an accessory building?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Four ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda, Mr. Heedle.
This is a temporary use for the Milwaukee County Sports Complex, the annual MK Youth Retreat. They've been here twice before, not last year, but 2 years before that. This requires a temporary use. It's not one of the ones that clearly fits under the special use examples. The examples in their special use for the Milwaukee County Sports Complex, but it had been approved prior by the Plan Commission. It's our understanding that this event will be the same as the previous times. They will have sleepovers, approximately 500 people per night, and approximately 1,000 people per day. The conditions from previous years are carried over each time. They'll also need other permits and approvals. They will need a temporary restaurant license. They will need an extraordinary event, special event approval. They also need health department. They need to meet health department requirements for the overnight sleeping and the inspection department approvals and so on. And what those conditions staff is recommending.
Any
applicant this year, if you have any questions.
Any discussion? If not, is there a motion to approve a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for a youth retreat, including overnight sleepover for property located at 6000 West Ryan Road?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Four ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Thank you for that excellent presentation, sir. Nice seeing you again.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, next item is, lost my agenda. Gregory S. Bolas and Tiffany A. Bolas, applicants, request for release of landscape planning buffer restriction to allow for the installation of a fence. Mr. Dean?
The applicant would like to build a fence within the landscape buffer. This is an older subdivision prior to the UDO. So the wording on the subdivision plan is not consistent with the wording that we use today. Today, we normally say there would be no fences in a situation like this, but this is prior to the current UDO. There is a lot of landscaping in that landscaping buffer yard. It appears it won't be very visible from Loomis Road. So we believe it is consistent with the intent of that buffer and with the condition that we're only releasing this one instance, the fence. The rest of the buffer requirements remain. We are recommending approval. This will ultimately have to be approved by the common council as well. So this would be a recommendation to the council. And staff is recommending.
Mr. Haley.
Can the new fence be constructed without having to remove any of the planted landscaping? And it was a thick buffer zone along there, but it fits right in.
I know they're trying to. I don't know. The applicant soon can answer.
Hi, I'm Greg Bolas. I am the applicant and owner of the property. The fence would not require any movement of any existing landscape. And on the backside of the yard, which I think places us about 30 feet off of Loomis, it's all shrub and overgrown plants. So, yes. So none of the existing landscape would have to be moved.
Mr. Haley?
Move approval.
Okay, and that would be a motion to recommend a resolution authorizing the installation of a fence within the 30-foot landscape planting buffer upon Lot 42 in Windham Hills Edition Number 1 subdivision. And Mr. Ritter, that's the second, signals that, yes, he's in agreement. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Four ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Thanks for coming in. Sorry it took us so long on that one.
Thank you.
Next item is I thought it would be helpful if the Plan Commission, while concept reviews have gone to the Common Council, thought it'd be interesting for the Plan Commission to get an update on what's the status of some of these developments. Just so you know what's going on and if things are progressing or not progressing. So Mr. Deedle and I had a conversation. I think we have like our weekly chats now or something like that, chats with the mayor. So,
it's not next to a fireplace.
No, not sometimes. Anyhow, let me just... he writes to me, good afternoon, Mayor. For your information... and you said this week's Plan Commission meeting, below is a brief summary of the larger, recently approved and pending projects. And they are Meyer. And so far, we've gone through the concept review. We've had neighborhood meetings. There's probably 100 people in attendance in this meeting room behind me. I want to say, I thought I saw almost all of the aldermen there. Questions were very good by the people in the neighborhood who had been invited to the meeting. and it seemed to me that the parties for Meyer were, I don't know if the word pleased was appropriate, but they did not say that they were disenchanted. In fact, I bumped into their attorney, who several days later was coming in with arm's load of information, probably applications, et cetera, surrounding information, copies, things of that nature, right?
Correct.
And you know, we also had a development review team meeting, and then there was an official submittal that was completed. Currently under review by staff includes rezoning creation of a new PDD, a certified survey map to combine the 8 separate parcels into one. That's kind of interesting, 8 separate parcels. UDO text amendment to revise the big box size limit ordinance. For those of you that understand, not the current council, but council's previous passed an ordinance that caps the size of big boxes to no more than 125,000 square feet. So in order for the Meyer property to be approved, the common council would first have to lift that particular ordinance and or modify the ordinance so that for that specific parcel. I think there at the concept review, there was agreement concept by the aldermen that if everything came together, that they would be willing to lift that ordinance for that particular parcel. I should tell you that the target has contacted me, and we had a fairly long conversation. When I say target, I'm talking about their chief executive officers, about that they welcomed the competition, but they said that they may be coming back in for equal footing, to ask for equal footing, should in fact that 125,000 square foot ordinance be lifted.
Did that include PDD zoning, or was it other? Did it include
the ordinance does, and the applicant is proposing in their application materials that's how it's modified. You remove the PDD, leave the rest of it the way it is, or remove the PDD so you can do a PDD to go over 125.
And for your information, the staff is working under the ordinance, the Civic Center ordinance district, with the very high standards that we called upon Target to meet. Actually, everything that is incorporated into that ordinance, there's been no attempt to lessen any of those requirements.
Was Target talking in terms of another site?
They just said that they welcomed the competition and that they may want to come back and ask for equal footing.
That did not indicate whether it's on their current location or at another location.
Didn't they? I never, you know, I hope I've learned not to presume. I just wanted to make the Plan Commission aware, and by virtue of me going through this, to at least get the word out to some interested aldermen in attendance and to the general public, that kind of give you a status of where we are and what's transpired and what needs to transpire. Comprehensive master plan amendment to change the crossroads plan. There has been discussions with the DOT regarding the access, the crossroads access plan that was put in place, and whether or not the Meyer stores would be within that crossroads plan, or if not, is that something that the council would be considered? Would the council later on consider lifting that or not? But those discussions have taken place. Natural resource special exception to allow loss mitigation of floodplain, wetlands, shorelands, et cetera? Where is that? I mean, it's.
That was one of the first ones we started looking at, so we did send our first round of comments to them just today, maybe yesterday. So essentially, they're not providing a lot of details in the mitigation that they are asking for resources to be removed. They are open to mitigation, but they did not provide a lot of details.
You said that you sent it yesterday. Was that at a new request from the entities?
It's mostly our process, but they have specifically asked that we provide them staff comments as quickly as possible.
But have you had contact with representatives from Meyer in the last week or so?
Technical questions, yes.
Any contact?
Yes. I talked with a member of Greenberg Barrow today.
Okay. So there's the dialogue is continuing. Neither party has gone silent, right?
No, we've had regular conversations.
Okay. This kind of normal and routine business, and went through this with Northwestern Mutual and Sendix. Okay. So this is just a normal process.
We met with the traffic engineer, and we have a thick TIA, traffic impact analysis, which we had them the engineer come in and go over it with myself, Ron Romeis, and Joe, because they're extremely difficult to read. So they explained it to us, and it does show where all the traffic is coming from, percentages from different directions where they anticipate traffic to come from.
Okay, and just for your information, we are looking to schedule a public hearing and review by the Plan Commission around July 5th.
Correct.
If everything stays constant. And
notice is already sent to the paper.
Okay.
And so again, they were asking for as quick a turnaround as they can get for the city, and we're trying to oblige.
Okay, you haven't received anything from them to say that they're no longer interested in. Okay. I'm sorry, what did you say?
No, it's a strong no.
Okay. One of the concerns that I have with you, the state doesn't seem to be honoring. And I thought when we did our, it was my understanding, when we did our crossroads plan, we had concurrence with the state on the locations of the different accesses to Loomis and to Highway 100, and now the state's coming back and saying no. So we're going to have to see. We've got some meetings set up and to talk about that, but right now, it looks like they're more literally in support of Meyer's location, further Meyer's location entrance onto Highway 36 is further distance away from the intersection. And our crossroad plan is closer to the intersection, so it's going to be interesting. I was under the impression that we did have the DOT blessing on our crossroad plan, and now.
Well, we've you should also notice that we've had some discussions with some of the higher ranking people at the DOT. Seems to me that we've had Lee Zellmer, I've had discussions with at Milwaukee County on occasion, and people then would come back and say, well, Milwaukee County is no longer going to give us access to something. And then I would call like George Torres, and he would say, well, we don't know anything about that. Let's look into that. Or I would call, today I was on the phone with Faye Roberts on that issue. So when we say the DOT, you know, that's actually this name, Gottlieb. I'm sure we have some very well-intentioned low-ranking engineers that work for the DOT. Anyhow, we've had some high-ranking meetings, or meetings with high-ranking people at the DOT, and state representatives. So,
where do they stand in terms of the plan for reconstruction of Highway 100 in that area? Can we reasonably presume that if the Myers application would go forward, as they work with DOT, that whatever access they get off Highway 100 will be consistent with what their reconstruction plan is? Or
we had discussions with them about Highway 100 and the expansion and you know, our suggestions and Putes Road and the intersection there, things of that nature. So it's kind of working its way. We have we got another meeting with the high-ranking folks from the DOT and maybe some of the state representatives.
Right now, their request is to have an in and out, right in, right out on the Loomis Road.
Their request, Dr. Myers, or the
Myers? Myers. And to reconstruct the intersection pretty much at, reconstruct it to come in at right angles and to have an access off of Pierce Road to their development. And then to have an access, as I mentioned before, off of 36, but on the far north end of their property. And that does not meet where Crossroads, nor does it meet where O'Malley wants it. So he's very much opposed to it. I think that could be one of the big hurdles to get around it, particularly the intersection of Loomis Road.
Let's put it this way. I think all of us remember Shops of Legend Creek. Shops of Legend Creek, they complied with the Crossroads plan as far as the access points. So I guess from my perspective, I see no reason why another entity shouldn't comply. They were able to work everything out with the DOT and stuff like that. And so that's kind of where we are. It's there has been, one of the reasons I brought this up is there's been some rumors out there that everything went silent. And in fact, what you're hearing is just the opposite. This is just going through the normal routine process. You know, rumors have the ability to kill the projects.
Just today, that meeting got set up. And I was not able to do it.
So I can't tell you how many times I've been asked about the minor retail. Actually, in comments and people going out of their way to tell me one way or the other where they are in the project.
Just for clarification, so that I might have misunderstood what you said. So Meyer is not asking for exemption from the mitigation requirement. They're still at this point agreeing to do mitigation. There just isn't any information on it. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe they're going to want to do mitigation, but they didn't provide us any details, so I'm not sure if their idea of mitigation is going to be the same as the city's. But they're clearly, based on what they've said so far and in the brief information they've provided us in the materials, they're anticipating to do some. But it's sort of surprising, at least to me, that they didn't give us any more details. We laid out options. We told them what other applicants have done and said, you know, if you're asking for my best guess, something within the realm of what previous projects have asked for and received could be something that you could get too. So we gave them the Shops of Wyndham Village and Staybridge Hotel and what they did. And I assumed that they would come back with something within those realms, and they didn't. But they said that they're willing to do mitigation, so we'll have to see what that means.
Can that be interpreted as indicated mitigation on site or mitigation in the immediate area? Or
their site is tight. My guess was going to be a combination. They're going to try to get credit for whatever wetland banking they have to do for the DNR. I expect that they will try to get credit at the city level for that as well, and then do some additional stuff. I was hoping that they would give us more to work with, because you know this is going to have to go to the Environmental Commission, the Natural Resource Special Exception, and I would like to have as much information from those people.
If you remember correctly, the Staybridge Hotel had extensive wetland issues,
yep.
And Fountains of Franklin, while it didn't come to fruition, at least most of it, that was just saturated with
floodplain.
So, again, there are some that are saying, well, maybe this went silent, so it's over. But this is just a normal, customary process. And what most people don't see is that there is a lot of work at the staff level and the engineering level that has all, and then all of that has to go back to their attorneys and to the, you know, their corporate offices and back and forth. And this is just normal.
You got to see the TIA, I'm sure they must get plus $1,000.
I'm sure you're aware, Kevin, it's like when somebody comes up with an idea down at the county board, they think, well, the next day it should be done.
There's something to it.
Yeah, a lot of work. So and then there's a public hearing and review by Common Council scheduled for July 10th on that particular project. But with Baptista's building expansion, it was approved by the CDA September 2011. Construction is nearly completed. Ryan Creek Interceptor, while we're talking about plans almost being completed, Mr. Bennett shared a map with me, and it's really moving along better than we ever expected.
Contract 4 is done. Contract 3 is about 2/3 done. Contract 2 is about half done, and they haven't done anything. Contract 1 is the tunnel, and they haven't got that hole here. That'll be done by, I'd say, at least 6 months or so.
Okay, and then on Baptista's occupancy is expected soon. Parking lot expansion was approved by the CDA May 2012. Construction to begin on the parking lot. And there were some questions about access to Oakwood Road. I had the city attorney look into that matter, and there was no access to Oakwood Road granted, just in case that should come up through the rumor mills. Gordon Food Services was approved December 2011. That's under construction. Boucher Volkswagen parking lot expansion nearly complete. Building expansion timing unknown. Integrated aquaponics was approved May 2012. I take it that's Common Council approved.
Correct.
Owner applicant currently in the process of addressing city's conditions of approval. Victory of the Lamb Church concept review and development review team meeting held April 2012. Owner applicant was looking into access to Loomis and wetland issues raised by plan commission. So we're on that particular one. I don't recall.
We had contact with them once or twice shortly after that concept review. Haven't heard anything since.
Wasn't it that it was recommended by the council that perhaps they would like to get a hydrologist take a look at the property? And I think they said that they were going to do that. That's my word. I can't believe I remember. Could you wave your hand? I can't see you. Yes. Why don't you let me go through one more item, and then I'll ask for a suspension. Okay, Franklin Meadows Senior Housing approved May 2011, and construction is to begin soon. Just so you know, I got an invitation to Claire Meadows' 15th anniversary, which I think is June 13th. So it's pretty, it's from the time when I used to be sitting in the audience listening to this stuff. Okay, Mr. Bennett.
We have the right of way now for the trail on 51st Street. We have taken all the trees out that need to be taken out, which and some of them were pine trees that had the fungus, and so they would have pretty much died anyway. Although in front of that group center, group housing, with all pine trees and pine trees. But we're ready to get ready to go out for bid, and expect to have that done by September.
You probably already read it through the local newspaper, our city newsletter, that it's, I don't know if it comes under development. I guess it's a new development, and that's that waste management and their higher-ups came in and had a meeting with us, and they said to create better public relations with the city, that they asked if it would be okay if they were allowed to open up the landfill site for 6 days a week from
Southern.
Yeah. So, Alderman Skronsky and I, when we hurried out, when that offer was made, we took about 10 seconds to get out there and see what we could do about that. And then we contacted Mr. Bennett and Jerry Schaefer. And so went into place June 4th. So it's a new development, and it's something that the landfill siting committee was actually trying to get through negotiations that...
That was in the deal, but it wasn't supposed to be. I don't think it was going to be that many days or that many hours, and it wasn't supposed to be until they begin filling in the new cell.
Yeah, well, according to the chief negotiator, he said that was a proposal, but it was dropped.
Last time I talked to the city attorney, it was not to be effective until they started filling that cell, and that was well after the agreement had been done.
He must be lying to me. Love to get rid of him.
But even so, I don't think it was that many days.
Plus, he's not here tonight.
I think it was just extending the hours on Saturday and all that. Was really surprised to see that they're going to, essentially almost all day, every day.
They also made another generous offer, and that was to assist the city in the handling of the Emerald Ash Borer situation. So,
what did they propose to do?
Basically, just to take the big ones of such a caliber and take them right there instead of having to chop them up and tub grind them.
We kept all the big trucks. We got a little bit of the big trucks. Brushes all the ground, and then we tub grind those. So we tub grind them to break up the Emerald Ash Borer so they could actually get hauled out.
So that's a new development in the city, and I know for person like myself, it's pretty handy now to be able to go out there 6 days a week. So with that, I'm going to ask for a suspension of the rules to allow Alderman Solomon to speak. Is there a motion to do so?
No.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, aye. Those opposed, 4 ayes. Oh, no, as I have it, motion carries. Alderman Solomon.
I understand the church may be exploring other options at this time, just so everybody's aware of that. We may not see that move forward, but hopefully it will move forward, but there appears to be another option on the table.
Okay. All right. Is there a motion to return to regular business?
No.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, I have a motion carries. We're back into a regular order. Any questions about any of the development proposals we went through?
Just, I guess, with regard to the ordinance change, 125,000 square feet, and the timing of that on the planning commission and so forth, obviously that would be an ordinance change. Is that separate from, I know the council has scheduled a review of the Crossroads Street area plan for the date back to July, is it? Is there a timeline on that we've got from the 125,000 square foot item and the recommendation of the council? Is there a timeline on that at this point?
Yeah, we're striving to get all the applications they're asking for, all the changes they're asking for to the Planning Commission at the same time for that meeting, the first meeting in July. And then the public hearing at the Common Council is for the Comprehensive Master Plan change that by state statute has to go to public. And so hopefully we're timing everything, so hopefully everything gets to the council at that same time too. So if the Planning Commission wishes to recommend approval of a project, they may be able to do it all at once, and the same thing the council, if they wish, could theoretically recommend approval of the project or approve the project all at the same meeting if they wish to.
Mr.
Bennett? I think it would be, when we get that far, I think it would be good for the city to get a written commitment from the state. I mean, that plan is so dependent on where we're going to have access to Loomis Road, to Highway 100 and to Loomis Road. And I was really quite taken back when I heard that they're going back to a further distance than what we have on our crossroad plan. It was my understanding approved that the state knew about it and was in concurrence with it. And now, whether they're changing their mind or whatever, but it would be nice to get something hearing from them once we have the plan that they say, yeah, if you follow this plan, we will give you access at those locations.
Yeah, they hardly ever change their minds up there.
Well, because up in writing.
Well, yeah, writing and signed by maybe a Supreme Court justice or something
right.
like that. So we might be able to rely on that a little bit. I will tell you that I think I speak for the staff when I say that the staff is getting extremely busy. Sort of kind of busy that we all remember. And a good busy, but it's conceivable we may get to a point where we may have to augment the staff to pick up the workload.
By building permits this week. Well, the timeline that you laid out there, it sounds like this is, and as Mr. Beavis also described, it sounds like Meyer is interested in expediting this, but the timeline laid out looked like by the middle of July, most of this could pretty much be in place at this point. Do you anticipate other projects coming along beyond that then? That would
maybe
workload?
Yeah, maybe in that same area. Yeah, I know there's going to be at least one large project coming in other part of the city that is a workload unto itself, and maybe a few more. And I think if a couple of these developments come to fruition, it's going to be a chain reaction. It's good, but I'm going to tell you that it's important. I know you understand this, but staff is getting very, very busy again. And we may have to have a meeting just on prioritizing which projects go first. We also may have to start turning to special plan commission meetings and all that stuff, hopefully. Okay, what else? Trails Committee. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Then moved and seconded for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We are adjourned.